From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. We start today's show with the increasing friction between Turkey and the United States. The House is considering a resolution that states Turkey committed genocide against Armenians way back in 1915.
The resolution has already been passed by the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Over the weekend, Turkey's chief general said that if the full House approves it, military relations with the U.S. will take a serious turn for the worse. In a moment, we'll hear reactions to the debate from Armenian Americans living here in Southern California. But first, we're joined by Nigar Goksal, editor-in-chief of the Turkish Policy Quarterly. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to join you.
Now, my understanding is that Turkey doesn't necessarily dispute that a large number of Armenians, likely more than a million people, were killed by Ottoman Turks nearly a century ago. The concern is whether or not the word genocide is the appropriate term. Can you explain how do people in Turkey understand what happened?
Sure, and that's exactly the case. I mean, the tragic events of 1915 are not denied. And I think that's very important for most Armenians to know, because the way it's twisted within Armenia is that Turks deny that anything ever happened and that their relatives were ever there. The point is the word genocide. And somehow the word genocide is seen in Turkey to be one that is meant to discredit Turkey, to stain Turkey's image, to make everybody think of the Turk as a barbarian. The word genocide is also argued against because of the systematic nature of killing that it implies. What the Turks claim is that the Armenians were collaborating with the Russians in the First World War, and the Turks tried to deport those that were causing a threat to Turkey. Of course, in this context of a crumbling empire, the Ottoman Empire, things got out of hand. Was it a systematic effort to eliminate a race? That is what the Turks say it wasn't.
If this resolution is indeed passed, how do you think that will affect relations between the U.S. and Turkey?
There's already a lot of tension in Turkey towards America, a lot of anti-Americanism, as we can see in recent polls on the streets everywhere. This has a lot to do with America's Middle East policy. And more recently and more sort of on the surface is the terror that's emanating from northern Iraq, the PKK terror that America is seen to be ignoring, in a sense, not sort of cracking down on it more strongly. The Armenian genocide, I mean, if such a resolution were to pass, this sort of finally changes the definition of Turkey-America relations. For many years, the relationship has been defined as a strategic alliance. And in the last couple of years, it's been questioned, is it not? Do we have shared interests? Do we really stand up for each other in the world sort of arena? And this would be the final blow where Turks would say, okay, we're not.
Turkey is, of course, a neighbor to Iraq, and there is an airbase in eastern Turkey that's used as a transfer point for military supplies. Do you think that the conflict over this genocide resolution will affect the operations of that base?
It could very well, yes, because that seemed to be an assistance Turkey provides to the states, despite not believing in the Iraq war being a good idea.
There's news today that the Turkish government is looking for authorization from parliament to send troops into northern Iraq to fight the Kurdish rebels there. The U.S. has said it opposes the idea of this sort of cross-border operation. Do you think that parliament's decision will be affected at all by the debate over this genocide resolution?
Yes, the mood in Turkey has been affected. So there will be less concern about upsetting America. The mindset is, if America didn't show the sensitivity about the genocide resolution that was so important for Turkey, then why should Turkey go out of its way to be sensitive about America's needs in Iraq? And that's the simplistic mindset. But within public opinion, it's very strong.
Nigar Goksal is editor-in-chief of the Turkish Policy Quarterly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There may be geopolitical ramifications, but in local Armenian-American communities, the genocide resolution is playing well. From member station KPCC, Dwali Saikautau reports.
Panos Pastry is a popular Armenian bakery where elders and young alike get their daily dose of sweets. Norik Shabazian runs the place. He greets me with wet hands and a warm smile. When we start to talk about the resolution, he reaches for a table napkin.
I'm sorry, getting very emotional.
The baker, now in his 60s, says he's heard too many heartbreaking stories about the massacre of loved ones by Ottoman Turks, but he shares this story from his childhood.
When I was a young boy, in the classroom, my teacher was teaching me how they survive, how they fight the Turks. All these years, dreaming it to somebody recognize. So this is a historical moment for us to remember and to celebrate. At least the soul of people who can rest in peace.
Shabazian can't believe that Turkey continues to deny the World War I era killings when he says there is so much evidence of the massacre. This is his wish for Turkey.
Break that wall, break that silence, and be friend, be neighbor, live together peacefully by keeping grudge and teaching false history to their kids doesn't solve their problem.
Customer Alice Karkadorian is observing the interview. She's moved by her baker's words and tears. She shakes her head and says it's important the resolution passed because genocide continues today.
It's happening again and nobody is doing anything in
Darfur.
And nobody is thinking, nobody doing anything about it. So at least when they accept this, they will go ahead and try to help those people over there. That will go into history too.
The history of Armenians is a history of displacement. It's a history of uprootedness.
Vikan Yakubian is principal of the Rose and Alex Pilibos Armenian School, just a few blocks away. He oversees the education of more than 800 Armenian-American students.
My grandparents, who were survivors of the genocide, basically had to leave Armenia because of the genocide, and they ended up all over the world.
His own family came to America in 1976 from Beirut, where he was born. He says for Armenians everywhere, the resolution is significant.
For us, it's not an issue of 90 years or 100 years. It is part of the fabric of our cultural identity. We don't feel like this is something that has happened to our grandparents. We feel that this is something that has happened to us. Part of the reason for that is the denial, actually.
Rafi Hamperian of the Armenian National Committee in nearby Glendale says when he heard President Bush, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and others oppose the resolution, he thought for sure that Armenian Americans lost the fight to get this recognition. But when it passed,
it was a day I was perhaps proudest to be an American.
A House vote is expected on this measure sometime before Thanksgiving. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau in Los Angeles.